Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for psychobabble horse crap.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
You should never argue with a lie. Like how a wig could get, I like to slow it down with a marijuana cigarette, occasionally with powders in it. Yes, talcum fresh, yeah, good hair. You could say I'm Malcolm-esque, like the chest is like the dress.
Sports Hub, we are Toucher and Rich. There's a lot to be, you know that it's an NFL world when a 26-year-old guy goes out with some porn chick. And again, I've said this before, I'm fascinated with the idea that every time a woman in adult films gets involved in a scandal, I've never heard of them. Stormy Daniels, I've never heard of. This Kia Marie, Mia, and I...
Who's the Gronk? B.B. Jones was the Gronk one?
I'd never heard of B.B. Jones in my life. And so there's these things happening. And for the amount of adult... See, what I am, I'm still stuck in my heyday, like late 90s, early 2000s.
The MILF movement, as you like to call it.
Well, the MILF movement came after that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, this chick's front and center in the MILF movement, isn't she?
I would imagine... I looked at her Instagram yesterday, and she's not afraid to take pics that are unflattering, in my opinion.
Well, show research is what you were doing.
No, I was curious. Yeah. I'd never seen her in a porno, and I didn't feel like looking at porno because I'm old now.
Your nipples are hurting.
I have a very sensitive left nipple. If you're just listening, that has some sort of something in it. No discharge, though. That was talked about.
It's a plus.
Yeah, I got like literal burns on my forehead that aren't like burns that hurt, like that are like white.
So you just weren't feeling it.
You know, Adam, as time goes by. I am less times in a week now than I did during the day when I was younger.
Yeah. Well, you gotta be in the right mood. You gotta be feeling right.
Well, when I did nights, I mean, as you know, I did 7 to midnight and, I was much younger. I was in my early 20s. So a lot of downtime. You gotta fill up the day.
A lot of downtime.
You gotta fill up the day.
Yeah.
So maybe I hearken back to those days, but I have no idea who this Kia Marie Mia chick is. But, John, you're right, there was a MILF movement,
mm-hmm.
and I believe it started with the MILF Hunter. I believe that's when that whole thing started.
He was there right back at the beginning of it.
Yeah, he is the Bill Haley of MILF porn. And now he owns a bar in Fort Lauderdale, and that's a surprise.
I know. That's another story. But yes.
Yeah, like, wow, yes. Fort Lauderdale.
How about that?
Who would have thought that?
Yeah.
And so,
biggest upset of the year.
Yeah. And so there you go. He is a MILF Hunter. But Jason Whitlock, I believe Colin Cowherd is involved in this conversation. So everyone's very upset. Everyone says Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, the only funny thing about it is, wow, she is 41. The only thing about it is that he took her to like this nice dinner and they like clung glasses and things. And Rich has this theory that she called the paparazzi, but I don't think that's true at all. I think that they went to a restaurant where the paparazzi is camped out. If you've gone to Los Angeles, there are certain restaurants, well, just everywhere in Hollywood and Beverly Hills. There's just paparazzi everywhere.
Yeah, Major D's with TMZ on speed dial.
Yeah.
Regardless.
All right. So he went out and they went out and had dinner. He most likely had sex with her, I would imagine. And people are all fired up about this. And now let me, I can't see here. What is going on? Hey, which one is the, is it this? You
know, hot take, police.
Hot take, police.
Close. I didn't want to do that. I just wanted to find out how to play this.
It's close to what we're looking for.
Yeah, you're right around it.
All right, let's say it's this. Let's hear what Whitlock and Coward had to say.
All right, Cowherd, does this put the Jimmy G string controversy to bed?
Jimmy G string.
That's a laugh riot.
She's an adult film star.
I get it.
They're the only ones with G strings.
I get it.
Jimmy G string. Oh, boy, are we all so bored. All of us are just lead such pathetic lives that this is exciting. He went out with a 41-year-old porn star, had dinner with her. My goodness. This is how we're living our lives. We're talking about it. We're talking about people talking about Jimmy Garoppolo going out with a porn star.
Yeah.
All right, Cowherd, does this put the Jimmy G string controversy to bed?
It does.
Oh, you get a hearty laugh out of that.
That's real laughter.
Yeah.
That's not fake laughter at all. No, that's real. That tickled that guy.
Yeah, he was Showtime at the Apollo situation. He was rolling in the aisles.
That's PR 101. That is, own it, apologize, I'm done with it. Everybody says, it's no big deal. Ask yourself this. We're all on our phone tonight, okay? And you push a wrong button.
I've done this.
And you put porn on your Twitter.
Oh, I have.
Yeah. Okay. Have you guys ever put porn on your Twitter by pressing the wrong button?
No.
How is that possible? Unless you just have tons of porn that you've somehow saved the photos.
Yep.
To your photo collection. How the hell?
Well, Fred, a lot of copy and pasting.
Let me explain it to you. you got hacked in quotations.
I did get hacked.
Yeah.
Not in quotations. I did get hacked.
Yeah.
But,
Well,
you guys can believe what you want to believe. I can't obviously change your mind, but I've been told that if you like something, it will appear on your Twitter, Twitter thing.
Okay. So have you liked pornography?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I have not.
But if you like something on your Twitter feed that's porno, doesn't mean that you were following the porn person?
No. You just hit the little like button in the lower right-hand corner.
Yeah, but you're looking at porn.
Yes, you are. But it's not, you're not following that.
Yeah, you may not be following
it. You can search for something.
The best is there was a local radio personality here that had no idea you could see who they were following.
That was the best.
He didn't work here.
That's the best.
No. He didn't work here.
Oh, not that. That wasn't our guy. It was somebody else.
No, you know who it was if you think about it. And there was
yes,
Gonzo stuff on there.
Fair enough.
There was. Oh yes. My goodness gracious! Yeah. And not like four. There were like 100.
Yeah, no.
Like too many.
It was an epidemic.
But it's
kind of this door you open up and you go, oh, my God.
Like, it wasn't like, hey, here's an attractive woman or, hey, here's... It was like, hey, here's what happens. Like, hey, it's the end. If you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
It was Kaiser Soze was walking.
It's kind of a specific thing, if you follow.
Right.
It was one of those things that you really have to search.
Ceremony in Star Wars.
It's right. It's a certain subsection that you really have to search out to find.
But it was great because you look at it and it was like 100 of them. And it was fantastic. Every single one brought great joy to me.
I thought it was our guy who was just kind of curious.
No, but
clueless on this.
He just liked the nice looking woman.
Yeah. He was not as graphic. This other guy.
That's true. He was not, but it was still just as funny to me.
The guy doesn't work in the market anymore.
But
the guy that I'm talking about. But it was a whole situation.
He talks to dead people? What?
Yeah, exactly.
Just a big reveal.
Yeah, it was kind of like, let's cut to the chase.
Yeah.
He was dead the whole time.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was. It was a compilation.
Jones.
That's good. The ending of films.
Oh, Hang on.
40-year-old virgin.
How that guy's doing. Hang on a second.
What he's doing is yelling at the sun.
I can't help myself. Every once in a while, I have to check in.
What he's doing is...
See how he is.
Sinking into madness.
I know, but it's worth it for me to look. Talk amongst yourselves.
Well, I'm sure you figured it out.
Yes.
But it was just funny because, say you make it, first of all, I don't know why you're following it on Twitter. It's everywhere. But
right, it's a lot of avenues for it.
Listen, I look at it, but I mean, this guy was just great. All right, we'll get into that a little bit later. I want to be able to explore it fully. Talking about Garoppolo. We're going to talk to Phil Perry from NBC Sports Boston about what happened at camp yesterday, what he saw. Here's the CBS Sports Minute with Boomer, brought to you by Acura Peabody.
So there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be outraged and shaking their fists this morning.
Happiness comes from feeling good about yourself.
Breaking the mold on sports radio in Boston.
Is that why I thought of Sesame Street?
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I ain't trying to waste this. Took a long time crying. Crying ain't a crime. I got my mom, she passed away. My dad, he ain't alive. 40 murder fudge. I crave for more time. Had y'all on my
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, our ultimate townie. What is it called there? Ultimate townie. Yeah, the ultimate townie contest. Now, you can start sending in your videos, apparently, at 8 a.m. on Monday. And what do you tag it with there, Danny Boy? There's a lot of rules going on here. I don't think that's it. Is it hashtag Ultimate Downey? Maybe before I talk about it, I should get more together. Is that what it is?
Well, Bird gave me the recommendation, so I'm going to double-check it to see. But yeah, it might be Ultimate Townie Contest.
Well, suffice it to say that I will have more information as it comes, because I have the attachment of what's going on. And as you see, I scroll.
Well, that looks extensive.
That is highly extensive.
A lot of fine print. It's like signing up for iTunes.
Oh, I mean, this might be 10,000 rules.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll have to figure out what's going on with that, and then I will explain it to you. But all I know is that you got to get him in starting a Monday at 8 a.m. Phil Perry covers the Patriots. He's over there on NBC Sports Boston. Mr. Perry, hello, sir.
Good morning. How are we doing, boys?
We are doing fine. So you're out there. We were talking about this earlier. How long do you feel the responsibility to ask Belichick about Brady, Guerrero, and Butler?
How long do I feel that responsibility? Like, do I go in every day saying we need to ask this guy this question until we get this answer? Is that what you're saying?
Because you know that your audience is interested in it. You know that, you know, he hasn't given a satisfactory answer. And even if you know he's just going to kind of blow it off, you know, do you feel like that you have to go in there for a certain amount of time and ask him about it because it's due diligence?
Listen, I feel like, you know, our job is to represent the fans and their interests and what they want to know. But I also feel like it's our job to provide fans with coverage. Sometimes that goes beyond those things sometimes as well. And so you have to kind of try to strike a balance to some extent. So if he's asked about Malcolm Butler by Dan Shaughnessy, for instance, on Wednesday, you know, I think that's probably a topic we'll let lie for a while until we feel as though it kind of rears its head at some point again, if that happens. But I think right now that, for instance, just picking that specific topic is something that he probably won't be asked for a little while, Fred. And if he is, I think, you know, it almost benefited Belichick in some way to get all of those questions from Dan the other day, because now he has this reference point and he can say for the rest of time, hey, listen, I addressed that. I talked about that. We're looking ahead here.
Because at some point, it's diminishing returns. Like, if you're just going to go in there and ask him that every day, you know, it necessarily means that whatever time that we have with him is going to be spent asking something that's not going to get an answer when you could ask something else that might be interesting to somebody. Even though nothing will ever be as interesting as that topic, it will never be as unsolved as that topic, you're going to be shooting yourself in the foot more than actually helping any fans out there who are still interested.
Okay, because I have a theory on the Butler thing, is that there's so many people involved and people are moving around and not everyone's in the organization anymore, including Butler. I think that with that many people involved, someone's going to crack and we'll know the story sooner than later.
I think that's going to happen too. I think at some point along the line, we're going to have a little bit of a better understanding, but it's almost hard to try to just conjure up what that will look like, because it's already been a while and Malcolm Butler has been gone for a while.
Right.
And if he wants to get his side of the story out there, he's had many opportunities, and he's actually gone in the other direction, and he's been nothing but complimentary to the organization and the opportunities that he was given here in New England. So if it's not coming from Malcolm, I think there's a chance even Malcolm doesn't really know. So if Bill Belichick and maybe Matt Patricia and a couple of others are really the only ones who have a great idea, you know, then I don't love our odds, but I think there may be others, as you said, as people start to bounce around a little bit more, who at least have an idea better than we do, and we'll start to maybe chirp a little bit more.
Circling back to Shaughnessy, peppering Belichick with a bunch of questions there. What are you doing when someone's going at Bill like that? Like Breer in the past, or like Shaughnessy the other day? Like what are you doing when that happens?
You know, I'm the popcorn guy usually, so I'm just up and down the aisles, just handing it out to people as that's going on. No, I mean, like, you're sitting there watching, you're taking notes, you're tweeting, you're trying to get a gauge for, you know, how Bill is reacting to the questions. I think a lot of times, even though we don't get much verbally from Bill, sometimes body language speaks volumes. So you're just sitting there paying attention like anybody else. I think we're all basically doing the same thing in there.
Do you don't try to jump in and like bail them out. You're not like, okay, I'm gonna save Dan or save Breer or somebody. You just let them go. You just sit back and let them go.
No. Yeah, I mean, well, listen, bail them out in what way? Like, you know, in terms of piling on with another question. Listen, if there's a question that as they're going back and forth that pops into my head, and I feel like, you know, Dan's not going to get to, or whoever it is not going to get to, as they clearly have this layout of questions that they want to hit on, then I'm gonna ask that as well. It's not like a you know, the bailout term is an interesting one, Jones. I'm not looking at that guy as, you know, one of my own on the battlefield and saying, hey, this guy needs saving and I better jump in here.
Yeah, he's saying that you got
to get a little hairy.
He's saying you got no guts, kid.
he said,
what are you going to send to throw a life preserver out to Belichick? Who do you think you are? That's what he's saying, Mr. Perry.
Yeah.
To Belichick or to Dan?
No. I was saying more to Dan, but sure. I mean, we've seen that.
Yeah.
We've seen that with Bill before too. Not necessarily you, but we've seen that with Bill before too, where like all of a sudden people are going at him a little bit, and now it's like, oh, hey, by the way, what about what'd you think from the fullback today? Like, we've seen that in the past too.
Oh yeah, sure. I think that sometimes the awkwardness is just overwhelming for some people, and that's when you get some of those. Okay, you know, you're going back and forth about Malcolm Butler, and then all of a sudden you're asking about you know, Jamal Wilkes or whoever they just signed to the practice squad. Just to
punting
Jamal Wilkes.
Yeah, that has definitely happened before. But,
when that happens, you know, you just look at the people and just go, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is your problem?
Well, you know, we're all in there trying to do a job, and sometimes there are things that happen in there that you wouldn't necessarily do. But you have to try to kind of roll with the punches, I guess, to a certain extent, and try to get as much information as we can so we can get the folks the information that they need, right?
Yeah, when Gronkowski, on the other hand, yesterday seemed to be positive, what did you make of his comments?
I thought it was a change of tune in some ways from Gronkowski, who just, you know, a month or two ago was talking about, you know, pretty openly about how he was trying to get a new contract done before the season, and that, you know, who wouldn't want a new contract? And for him to be asked about it yesterday and say it never even came close to a pullout, and to say we're not, keep all contract talks, you know, anything like that. We're going to keep that internal. I thought it was a little bit of a change of tune because I think he obviously wants to make sure he gets something done. This has been, we've been talking about this, guys, for months now, wondering when this is going to happen, and it still hasn't happened. We still haven't seen it. So, and I know, you know, last night, Mike Florio, who is pretty tight with the Gronkowski camp, said that nothing is imminent with that player in his contract. And so I just think for the Patriots side of it, it's big for him just that he showed up at all. This is kind of the summer of the holdout in the NFL when you look across the league, and Aaron Donald, Khalil Mack, and Earl Thomas, and some of these guys sound like they're ready to hold out into the season. And, you know, Rob Gronkowski, I think, has as good an argument as anybody that he should be paid, that he should get a significant bump. But it's a complicated deal because he's sort of a prisoner of his own position. He, you know, are the Patriots really going to reset the market there to pay the guy, you know, commensurate to somebody like Sammy Watkins or even Jarvis Landry, who's $15 million a year, or Allen Robinson, who's $14 million a year? I mean, these guys are making money hand and fist. Hand over fist compared to what Gronkowski is making, but I don't think he's going to get anywhere near that. So I do think he'll get a bump. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to be one of these market-setting deals that we're seeing some other teams hand out to players like Brandon Cooks, just because Gronk really doesn't have a ton of leverage right now. He's got this year and one more year on top of it.
But, Phil, I mean, this is easy. Patriots can do with him what the Atlanta Falcons did with Julio Jones. You can move some money around and at least give him a bump for this year. This smacks to me of, all right, you pulled a lot of crap during the offseason. We're going to make you sit for a while. Now that you're here, you got to show us you're fully committed for a week or two before we do anything.
So two things with that. I mean, number one, would he be happy with the Julio Jones bump? I mean, I think there are people around the league who are looking at that and kind of rolling their eyes saying, okay, he was ready to hold out, and then he comes back for, you know, what's, I think, been reported as a pretty minimal bump, a couple million bucks. You know, maybe that would make him happy. If that's the case, and that's all he wants to do is be the highest paid tight end in the league, Jimmy Graham is making $10 million a year. Gronk is at about $9 million. If all they have to do is throw him $1 million, then yeah, I would agree with you. I don't know if that's what Gronk is looking for. I think he looks around the league and he sees players that are nowhere near the kind of impactful player that he is, and are killing him at the bargaining table. And so, you know, I think it takes two to tango, John, is what I'm trying to say here. I think
you should copyright that.
Yeah, there you go. It feels like something that's never been said before. But yeah, listen, it's going to take something that he's going to be happy with too, and we'll see what that looks like whenever this actually happens.
All right, well, Phil Perry, good job. Enjoy yourself over there at Foxborough today. And as always, we appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, take it easy. There you go. Phil Perry from NBC Sports Boston.
Matinee idol.
What time does everything, like, he's got to be on his way to Foxborough now.
Yeah, Belichick, I think, is at 8:45, if I read my press release right, and 9:15 is practice. So, yeah, he's probably on his way.
That just seems so miserable. Just having to go down there and then, like, talk to him and then sit around and watch practice.
Yeah. Training camp is a beating, I would imagine.
That is miserable. Yeah. When people are like, why don't you go down there, Fred? Why don't you go down there, Jones? Why don't you go down there, Wallach? Because that's miserable.
Well, first of all,
8:45 for Bill.
Yeah.
And then I got to sit around for a couple hours watching what, 7-on-7?
At least during the regular season.
In Foxborough, which is very far away from me.
Right.
Second of all, like, if they said, why don't you go by Warrior? Hey, stop by. Why not? Hello.
It's on the way home.
Well, yeah. Not really, but nonetheless.
It's sort of more on the way home than Foxborough is, but during the regular season, you get Tuesdays and Saturdays off. There's no media availability. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, that is somewhat tolerable, but this is every single day for 7 weeks.
All right. We'll continue with the Garoppolo story and all the takes that are coming in about that. Here are the headlines.
Tucker and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. I have the information for the Ultimate Townie Contest right now. I got it.
Yo, the jam was fly. Oh my, now it's over. My batch of pals come.
Now, this has been broken down into five bullet points, or four bullet points.
Very digestible.
Right. Not a legal document, which is what I had before was. All right, the Ultimate Townie Contest. We're looking for, obviously, someone who represents Bird so far has been the Ultimate Townie in everything that we've done. What was the name of the kid that whose blood pressure was like 4,000?
Fat Tony.
Fat Tony was in here. We had one of Bird's friends who has a tattoo that just says Everett, that much like Thug Life that Tupac had, it just says Everett across his stomach. These are the kind of people we're looking for, but I'll tell you this. The contest starts on Monday, which means entries before then are not valid. So if you sent in an entry already, no problem. Just it starts on Monday. Just resend it on Monday. The video is to be 2 minutes max, not 1 minute, 2 minutes max. And submissions via Twitter only. That's the only way you can submit. And they must tag at 98.5 the Sports Hub and use hashtag Ultimate Townie Contest. That's TOWNIE Contest. You got to be over 21. And for Massachusetts, for details, go to 98.5thesportshub.com. So again, we're looking for videos, the Ultimate Townie. Now, $1,000 for first place, $500 for second place, and then we'll find something for the people that come in third. But we will bring in different people over the next 2 weeks into the radio station. It will culminate into one final Ultimate Townie Contest, $1,500 on the line. It is a very exciting time. So remember, starting Monday, get your entries in. You got to tag at 98.5 the Sports Hub and use the hashtag Ultimate Townie Contest. Now, getting back to this, because the idea that this story is still sticking around is fascinating to me, and I just love it. There is a 41-year-old porn star named Kia Mia, and apparently she's best known as the Kim Kardashian porn parody, Keeping Up with Kia Mia. And what I would say is Kim Kardashian's been in a porn. That's why you know who Kim Kardashian is. Yeah, is that she was in a porn. She was in a porn.
You don't need the parody necessarily,
right? And to my understanding, is both parties have to sign off on the release of the porno. So as far as I know, my little legal mind is that she was aware of the release and people signed off on it. But what do I know? Well, this story has got everyone going nuts. Jimmy Garoppolo goes out with Kiara Mia. Or something like that. He goes out with her. They get a drink. They toast each other. They're having the time of their lives. And here is what Colin Cowherd and Jason Whitlock had to say.
All right, Cowherd, does this put the Jimmy G string controversy to bed?
It does. That's PR 101. That is, own it, apologize, I'm done with it. Everybody says, it's no big deal. Ask yourself this. We're all on our phone tonight. Okay. And you push a wrong button.
I've done this.
And you put porn on your Twitter.
Oh, I have.
What will the reaction be on the internet? Oh, man. It won't be like just a picture of your sister or your dog. Greg Jennings, look at it, porn. Oh, my God. Porn's different.
Porn is different.
Mm-hmm.
It's two people having sex on film. Mm. It's different than a picture of your dog in that a picture of your dog is a picture of a dog.
Yeah, it's a weird analogy.
Yeah, pornography is people having sex.
Yeah, tends to be.
But, I mean, what? So say you put a... Say Colin Cowherd put a picture up of a woman who happened to be in porn that was in a dress or in a bikini. Because technically you're not allowed to put naked stuff up on Twitter.
Right. Has he ever... He's never had, like, a former porn star or on the show? Never had a former woman who got naked on the show?
I would imagine so, because he's in that giant, almost Marilyn Manson-like throne that he sits on that's about 10 feet above everyone that he talks to.
Hmm.
See, it was on one time at a bar when there was no sound. Like every bit of daytime programming that's on during the day.
It's like the Crafts on their throne on TV.
Yes. Yeah. You got to be raised up a little bit. You got to let them know what's going on.
Not recognized. Hey, I'm taller than everyone. Check me out.
Yeah. Because again, I contend that no one has ever seen First Take. That is only been... Well, you've seen it, but no one's heard the audio of First Take. It's always just... It goes closed captioning. that it exists. It's like the Golf Channel.
Wait, First Take or Cowherd's Show?
Either one.
Yeah, all the same thing.
Got anything it. That's on and, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And honestly, I couldn't tell you who's on which one. And I even like Shannon Sharp, but I don't even know which one he's on anymore.
Well, I can tell you that. That's obvious. That's undisputed. I don't know how you missed that.
Well yeah, I'm sorry. Undisputed. It's a big one.
That's the Skip Bayless vehicle.
Oh, well. That was a wise spending. Oh, this one apparently is called Speak for Yourself. So it's going nuts. All right, here we are. People speaking for themselves.
It's not Meryl Streep, okay? Like, everybody tells me, porn, it's just the adult film. Franchise quarterback, porn star. I'm sorry, they don't work. That's like tuna fish ice cream.
That's an odd choice of foods. But I'll tell you that...
His analogies are just a little off.
They are a little
off. They're not quite there.
Yeah. So if I'm a quarterback of a team, if I my job is to throw football downfield real nice, I can't go out. That people are going to judge me for going out with a porn star?
Yep.
Yeah.
Can't slum it. Can't slum it.
Whose life? Well, he is kind of slumming it with this chick. But whose life is so pathetic that you would go and you would say to yourself, I give a rat's ass who Jimmy Garoppolo went on a date with.
He's a role model. Right? Franchise quarterback, role model.
Yeah. What do we know about Jimmy Garoppolo?
Nothing.
Tell me one thing. If you, had to go, if you had to tell your kids about Jimmy Garoppolo, other than he went 5-0 last year and he backed up Tom Brady for several years mm-hmm. and he was traded for garbage, what could you tell your kids about Jimmy Garoppolo? Exactly how would he be a role model?
Nice and 5 o'clock shadow.
And Eastern Illinois, man. Beat the odds.
And I want to know what kind of conversations people are having with their kids. You know, it's pretty, you can say that he's not dating a porn star. That's not something, or he or she, that's not something that you have to bring up in conversation. It's like, Daddy, why is Jimmy Garoppolo, why do you go on a date with a porn star? What's porn? There you go. Conversation over. I don't know what porn is. I don't know what you're talking about.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she's not in porn. That someone misspoke. I like these conversations that people have with their kids where there's no possible angle except for, oh, porn. Oh, it's having sex on film. That's what it is.
Why do they do that?
Well, people get paid and then, you know, people enjoy it in different ways. They gratify themselves.
Right, that's the only logical outcome. Once he starts dating porn stars, you have to have that conversation with your kids.
Just it's funny when people are like, how do I tell my children don't? I mean, it's
pretty... leave out a few details.
Yeah, sorry. If you're uncomfortable,
poor little Jimmy got blindsided as he got older. The news.
Yeah, and if your kids are old enough to know, then they're old enough to know. If you think your kids are, if your kids of a certain age and you think that they're unaware that adult films exist, you're living in a footloose town. You got no idea what's going on.
I'm sorry, they don't work. That's like tuna fish ice cream. Oh. I like tuna fish and ice cream. I don't like them together.
I do like sushi and ice cream.
I've had them together. listen, I don't think this puts it to bed, though.
Really?
Yeah, no, I really don't. I think he handled it well. He did what he was supposed to do. But the only thing that's going to put it to bed is great play.
Yeah.
That's how you put a situation to bed in his situation.
That's right. If you got to deliver on the football field. If you want to get over this... Scarlet A that you are wearing around, you really need to get it done on the football field.
Yep. Throw some TDs.
Yeah, this is in a league with people who've had dog rings where they beat dogs to death, where people assault women. This is something you got to play well.
Mm-hmm.
You got to play well for getting over the stink of going out on a date with a porn star.
Mm-hmm.
And I like how no one can think of like why he did it. Well, he was probably looking at porn and said, I'm Jimmy Garoppolo. You know what? I could probably go out with this chick.
How dare you? You don't think it's love? You don't think these two were just meant for each other?
I'm guessing that they're not getting married. Yes. Huh. I'm guessing that he was perusing a porn site or Instagram. And he said that this lady, for some reason, caught his fancy.
Yeah,
and he
caught his fancy.
You know what? I can ask this woman out via Instagram. And she said yes.
I'm a fan of Kim Kardashian. She already said no. She's taken. Let's get the next best thing.
Well, according to the porn parody, Keeping Up with Kiara Me or whatever the hell her name is, that's the case.
If he does not play well, he has exposed something about himself that will be used against him.
That's right. He's exposed something himself in that he likes women.
Right. Like, wouldn't have thrown that interception if he wasn't watching so much porn.
Right. If you if you're watching something that's titillating, like back in the day, if you are like looking at Playboy, you James Condon is the worst person on the planet. Because all he did was go to the Playboy Mansion every night. I mean, put yourself in this scenario that every time you see a woman that's attractive, you're 26 year old and you're single. Why not? Why the hell not? I mean, if you can do it, do it. Can you imagine that? If you're like, oh, someone's like, hey, there's this Instagram model. Now, again, this is not the most attractive woman in the world. But if someone said, hey, this is, but hey, different strokes from it. This seems like a woman you would like.
Okay. Johnny Boy. Yes.
Am I wrong or am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
Okay. This seems like something you would enjoy.
I can't, you know.
So okay. Can you imagine looking at Instagram?
Yeah.
Looking at Instagram or looking at a porno and just going, you know what? Why not? And then, like, the next day, you get together, and there you go.
Right. Yeah. Next thing you know, it's scrunchie time.
Yeah.
Scrunchie time.
You didn't see her Instagram post?
No.
Oh, you missed that.
No, I didn't see the post.
She had some kind of post, like, what time is it when the girl takes the scrunchie off her wrist and puts the hair up.
Oh.
You see, that was the last thing right before.
Is that post-coitus?
No, I think that was pre. That was getting ready for the act.
All right. And it continues.
He's got a freaky side, a real freaky side. And again, it's going to be like, is he distracted? Is he, does he have some kind of
addiction? Oh, my God. Okay, I got to get to it later. There's so much to get into with this. Does he have an addiction?
No, does he have an addiction?
The 400-pound guy wants to know if he has an addiction.
And like Whitlock, and like reading anything that Whitlock or hearing what Whitlock said, Whitlock's just swimming in it.
Yeah.
Whitlock's like, you know, hey, you got to pick out, you got to get the ones that are in Sports Illustrated. Frank, go ahead.
You know, the same people that are making a big deal out of this made a big deal about Rex Ryan and the feet. It's just 10 tootsies and 2 heels. It's what he's into. Whatever. Everyone's so sanctimonious. It's whatever. It's all trash, Freddie.
I you know what? It is sanctimonious. And again, if you could, well, the Rex Ryan thing was very funny because they created their own scenarios,
that was much funnier.
But this isn't even funny.
No.
This is just something I do. Everyone would do it. If every time you saw someone you found attractive, you could found that they'd accept your friend request, and then you could ask them to go out and have sex with them. I don't know, but I'm assuming they did. I mean, everyone would do it.
Not Whitlock.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he could do it. Rich, go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How do you suppose that phone call went the next morning from Bill Belichick? Jimmy, good game last night. And did you cover the spread there?
All right. There you go. That is conversations that they've been having. All right. Adam Jones lost his mind over something very minor. And we will get into that in just a moment.
98.5. Toucher and Rich.
Summer is winding down, and if you're